and welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I'm Ashley Crisp, and I will be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God, so as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. As we take a few deep breaths together, I invite you to think of something that is bringing you joy today. Join me in praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This summer, we are learning the words to Isaiah 55. Say these words with me. This is the word of the Lord from Isaiah 55, 6 through 11. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call on him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake their ways and the unrighteous their thoughts. Let them turn to the Lord and he will have mercy on them and to our God, for he will freely pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. As the rain and the snow come down from heaven, and do not return to it without watering the earth, and making it bud and flourish, so that it yields seed for the sower and bread for the eater. So is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. Today I'll be reading from God's Big Picture Storybook Bible, written by N.T. Wright. Today's story is from Genesis 24, and it's titled A Wife for Isaac. When Isaac had grown into a man and his mother Sarah had died, Abraham decided it was time for Isaac to get married. So Abraham called one of his servants and gave him a special job. Go to my family that is still living in Haran, said Abraham, and there you will find the young woman who will marry my son. The servant climbed onto his camel and made the long journey. When he was near the town of Haran, he stopped next to the well. There he prayed to God. How would he know who would be the wife of Isaac? Just then he saw a young woman called Rebekah coming out to fetch water from the well. It was a hot day in a hot country. Rebekah gave Abraham's servant a drink, and his camels too. The servant could see that Rebekah was both beautiful and kind. Surely she must be the one. Rebekah took the servant back to her house, where she lived with her brother. His name was Laban. When the servant told them why Abraham had sent him, Laban said, "Here is Rebekah. She will be a fine wife for Isaac." So Rebekah went back to Abraham's servant to the land of Canaan. As soon as Isaac saw Rebekah, he knew he loved her, and she became his wife. The word of the Lord. Today I'm wondering what Rebekah was thinking about while traveling to meet Isaac. How was she feeling about moving somewhere new? What are you wondering about today? As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others. And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.